Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Heart-Centered Life. And this is Alex Robert Holmes with our theme song.
Think you're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough. Need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.
Thank you, Alex Robert Holmes, with our theme song. Yes, let's live a heart-centered life. My name's Ellen Contenti, and I'm the founder and I'm the host. And this is the 12-segment series that I've been doing on The Bigger Game. And if you've been listening along, you know that I'm a certified Bigger Game trainer and coach, and I'm leading two upcoming workshops. One's coming up next weekend, not this one, but the one following April 25th and 26th in Los Angeles. It's actually at the Global Truth Center in North Hollywood, and you can register on their website. And I'm doing one in New York City, June 27th and 28th, co-leading that with Sarah Bigwood. So Heart-Centered Programs is all about putting heart back into your life and having passion, purpose, and play. And that's why I'm so excited about The Bigger Game. The Bigger Game is based on Rick Tamblyn's philosophy. Rick is one of the co-founders of The Bigger Game, and his philosophy is that life is all made up. And as I've been saying every show, if it's all made up, why not make it one that you want to live? So we've been exploring the Bigger Game board, which is made up of 9 different squares. And last show, we talked about the sustainability square. And sustainability, just like the word itself indicates, it's all about what do I need to do to sustain both myself from a physical, emotional, mental, and even spiritual perspective to stay in my bigger game, to play the bigger game. And what does my game itself need to sustain it going on even after I'm gone, maybe even leave a legacy? So that's what we looked at on Monday. And today we're going to look at the square assessment. So today's segment is all about the assessment square. So assessment, just like the word indicates as well, is all about seeing where you are now. What do you need to play your bigger game, and are you ready to play your bigger game, and what's next? Now, you can start on the assessment square, and many times people do. They step onto the board, either literally or figuratively, and assess, where am I, right? What is it that I'm hungry for? What is it that I want to do? What do I need, you know, in my life to play a bigger game? So you can start from the place of assessment, and or many times you will jump back to assessment while you're in the middle of playing your bigger game to assess, where am I, what am I doing, what do I need? Now, in his book, Tamblyn, he talks about in the chapter on assessment that there really are two sides to assessment. There's the doing side, which assesses action and the state of your game. And then there's the being side, which assesses your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual state of being a player. Very similar in some ways to the sustainability square, which we looked at on Monday. So the doing side is about taking action, and it carries thoughts such as, how do I make this work? Is it working? And how can I make it work better? Now, or this form of assessment can ask questions such as, do I need to take a vacation and get my brain and my body a rest? And I love that Rick puts that in there, because many of us have been so busy in our lives that before we can even think about doing something different, even playing a bigger game for ourselves or even a different game, we need to take a break from what we've been doing. We need to rest. We need to go on a vacation and use that as an assessment. So that's the doing side. The being side involves assessing, what is your perspective? You know, what are you thinking about at any given moment? Right? Am I fully engaged? Is this still a compelling purpose for me? Or do I need to recharge or look elsewhere? So many times if you've jumped to the assessment square while you're in the middle of your game, you'll start to ask yourself those questions, right? Is this still something that I want to do? Is this still a compelling purpose? Am I still hungry for this? Right? So life really is always about assessing where we are. And when we're looking at the rest of the board and we're on the assessment square, it's about looking at everything with a neutral perspective, you know, without judgment. It's looking at all those other squares that activate something within us from a different vantage point. So when I'm looking at hunger from an assessment square, there's a detachment. I'm not emotionally involved yet. I'm really just looking at it from a neutral perspective. It's more of a right brain, kind of looking out from the vantage point of, what do I see? What do I need? What do I want? Right? And then from that place, jumping to that square. When you play the game quite literally in the workshop, you'll find that you're going to jump from square to square, and you may find yourself going back and forth between the two. You may find yourself being straddling the two, and many times you're assessing all the way through, right? Always asking those questions over and over again. I know for myself personally, the first time I ever took the Bigger Game Workshop was a year ago March in New York, and it activated so many things for me. Playing the game, I really felt hungry to do more of the kind of work that I do. I felt really compelled to help other parents that have gone through challenges with their teens and some of the things that teens have to deal with, the emotional challenges that they face today. And I knew for myself that in order for me to be able to share that message with more people, I needed to grow myself and my business. So I was constantly assessing where I am. What do I need? What's next? And what I recognized for myself was what's next is to become certified to teach the Bigger Game. So I went back and took the workshop again as a retreat last October in Lake George, and then stayed to become certified and continued to assess, okay, what do I need? What do I need? What do I need to continue to do this work? And so I'm going to Lake George this June to be part of the expo and to do a workshop 2 weeks later. So assessing is being open to all possibilities, right? It's with an expectation that absolutely any and all possibilities are possible. It's about having hope. And Rick shares a very personal story in his book as well. Actually, it's about his brother. And his brother was diagnosed with cancer 5 years into his marriage and 14 months after the birth of their daughter. And the Bigger Game came into their lives actually through his wife, who recognized that in order for her to be there for her husband and to help her husband, Rick's brother, survive, she had to play a bigger game. And she did everything that she could to learn about cancer, to learn about the form of cancer that he had, and so that she could be there for her husband. And what happened, you know, as she shares in this story, was that the diagnosis was not a very good one, and that there really was a very small chance of survival for this type of cancer. And yet Rick's sister-in-law made her own assessment, and she realized that she needed to take some bold action, which is what we're going to talk about in our next show. But she went to her husband's doctor and basically said that, if you cannot have hope for my husband that he is going to survive, then I do not want you to be his doctor any longer. She made the assessment of what she needed to stay in this game, this bigger game of being by her husband's side to survive his cancer, and took some action. And so from the assessment square, she looked out and said, what do I need so that I can play this bigger game? And eventually her doctor did come around and said, I'll hope with you. And Rick's brother did survive the ending to this story, and it's been, that was more than 30 years ago. And so it's just another example of possibilities. Anything's possible when we really look around from the assessment square and see what is out there. And I'm sure that is why the Expo tagline is Hope is Made Real. So, how will you assess yourself and your game? That's what I'd like you to think about and do over the next few days until our next show on Monday, April 20th at 10 a.m., as we explore the last square on the game board, which is bold action. So be ready to jump. And if you're ready to jump into your own bigger game, you can still sign up for the early bird discounts on both the North Hollywood and the New York City event. And you can go to theglobaltruthcenter.org, or you can go to heartcenterprograms.com to get more information and also to register. And as I've said, if you feel compelled and you want to bring the bigger game to your organization and to your team, then please drop me a line. And we'll put something together for your group. So until then, I want you to have a beautiful, heart-centered weekend. And we're going to listen to Robert Alex Holmes bring us home with a heart-centered life theme song. Goodbye, everyone, and talk to you on Monday.
I think you're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough, need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand, to put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife, and listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.